Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about the challenges that almost full employment is causing for restaurant chains like McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, and even popular places like the Olive Garden. The restaurant industry is struggling right now to keep their kitchens and the front of the house full and their tables served, as these chains are struggling to find people willing to work at them. In a time of extremely low unemployment, about 3.9%, and a tremendous number of open jobs available in the United States, as of this recording, a record 6.9 million open jobs. Lots of organizations are struggling to fill their open jobs. And fast food and fast casual chains are really feeling the pinch, whether it's McDonald's or Dunkin' or Olive Garden or insert your favorite fast food or fast casual chain here. Folks have more and more options and are much less likely to want to take these kinds of jobs when presented with other and better options. In an environment where the economy is really strong, people seem to be able to trade up even into better jobs, and there aren't as many employees or just available people to take these jobs. And for fast food establishments or fast casual restaurants, the lack of people to fill jobs equals money. If you can't find enough people to staff a shift adequately, you probably can't do the potential sales volume that you'd like to do for a given shift or a given week. Some analysts think the gig economy might be playing a role here. Not exactly as a direct competitor to, say, a job at McDonald's, but look at it this way. If you've got a car and you want to be an Uber driver and be your own boss, you can probably become an Uber driver and be your own boss. And for lots of folks, that might feel like a better option than, say, flipping burgers in the back of a hot and dingy and dirty fast food restaurant. And many of these companies, these chains that are having a hard time filling their open jobs, don't have the best reputation to begin with. Looking at Glassdoor data, you can find evidence that, say, places like Wendy's, Sonic, or KFC have pretty low employee satisfaction ratings, and McDonald's and Dunkin' is not that far behind. What are some of the things that these companies are doing, these chain restaurants and fast casual establishments are doing to try to attract folks to their open jobs? Well, raising pay is one thing for sure. When the first round of tax cuts went into effect last year, many chains did raise minimum pay, raised bonuses, and tried to improve compensation and benefits overall. Second is training and education. If you're able to offer workers just a bit more than a 25-cent more hourly wage raise and give them opportunities for training and education that, say, your competitor down the road is not offering, you might be able to better compete and better retain your talent. And a third solution is technology. Go into a McDonald's or a Panera, and you're much more likely these days to see a self-serving ordering kiosk, or even a place like Starbucks or Dunkin', where they're encouraging folks to order from a mobile app before you even get into the store, to save the time and the trouble of a cashier ringing up your order manually in the store. As companies find it harder and harder to find workers, they're going to increasingly turn to technology solutions to replace that labor that they just can't find. It's a really good time to be an employee in America, I think. And it's also a challenging time to be an HR talent professional who has to try to fill roles where there just aren't enough candidates or there just isn't enough interest in these jobs. I hope the good times last for a while, even if it might take a few minutes longer for me to get my order in the drive-thru next time. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.